I'm Sharon Jackson here, 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. We're streaming online on our website at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I am joined in the studio with the Lakeshore Public Media President and CEO, James Muhammad, and the Vice President of Television Operations, Matt Franklin, about Lakeshore PBS and what's been happening with our signal problems. How you guys doing?
Both doing well.
Considering.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Sorry about the problems that we're having here with the signal. What's going on?
Essentially, we've had some storms to pass through very recently. And with that, and we've had this happen before, we can sustain some damage to our transmitter. It could be from direct damage, whether it's from debris hitting something on a tower or a significant power surge. So when something of that nature happens, there are a number of tests that need to happen in order to go through and actually identify what the problem is. In this case, it's taking a little bit longer than normal. And so Matt is working diligently with public media engineering to identify the problem to get us back up to full power so that we're operational over the air. Our signal is available still through cable, but it over the air is still an issue for us. And with the cable companies, they do use our over the air signal as a backup. So that's an issue for us. But Matt can kind of delve into the nuts and bolts of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure how exciting it is, but the process is the process. With the power surge that went through the transmitter site, it took a little while to get the service restored to the location. Our tower is located in Cedar Lake. So the engineering team worked with NIPSCO to restore power to the location, but then we had to go through the process of powering back up the transmitter. That's when we noticed we had a fault in the operation. So the team has been working at it on and off over the last 4 days to work on it to try to rectify the fault. So when we're dealing with high power systems such as our transmitter, because I think it broadcasts at over 1 million watts, you know, we take this seriously. We want the crew to be safe, and we want to be able to know that we're doing everything right to address this issue. So it is taking a little bit longer than we hoped for, but it's a process of trying to track down where the fault lies. It could be something as small as like a pinhole break.
So it's like a process of elimination that has to happen?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. We're working with the manufacturer, Komar Hitachi, to address the issue. So the engineering team is working with them, kind of going through the most likely suspects. And it's just, you know, it's a time-involved process. And they work on it. They disassemble the components, check it. Maybe there's some connections that can be tightened or addressed. They make the needed repairs, reassemble, and reinstall, power the transmitter back up, and realize that there's a fault again. So then you move on to the next step in the process. So we're waiting for some additional testing equipment to come in that will help us out. But as James alluded to, we're lucky to have a fiber connect feed to Comcast cable, so our Comcast subscribers still can maintain service. But we are trying to address our over-the-air viewers, those antenna viewers, as well as our Dish and DirecTV subscribers. So it's, unfortunately, it's a process. And like I said, the high voltage issues is something that it's a slow and methodical process to address. And we never expected that it would be lasting multiple days, but it's really a process that you can't rush.
So would it be possible? It's probably no estimation exactly as to when it's going to be done because of the process. It's an ongoing process.
The process has, like I alluded to, has multiple likely components. You're talking about a 905-foot tower with a 54-foot antenna. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of systems involved to feed that operation. So the transmitter fills up a small building all of its own, and there's just a lot of areas where the fault might be. And you wish, you know, you imagine how much cars now are powered with electrical systems and computer systems to have one little check engine light come on that keeps your car from running. But there's a lot of different components, and it might be something that's relatively small, and it might be something relatively large. But for us, that fault is, you know, it's keeping us from getting back on the air.
Okay. Anything
and one else? Thing about power surges, they can cause damage in different parts or different aspects of a transmitter, and all three may have to be identified and may not necessarily be logically connected. And also, you could experience a power surge, and it could be 48 hours before the actual damage from that surge would actually manifest. So it's just one of those things. They've got to go through extensive testing and the step-by-step process, but I'm confident they will get to a resolution. And they're working diligently to get that done quickly as possible.
Okay.
So we don't believe that there was an actual lightning strike at the transmitter. We've had that happen a couple times in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
One took us down for a significant period of time, and one took us down for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
But with this issue, I think it's just it's one little gremlin in the system that is just we have to work through the system and work through the process to get to the point where we track down the cause for this error. This is part of the reason why we make so many heavy investments in our infrastructure here, because it takes a lot of power and it takes a lot of processes to make broadcasting to over 6 million people through our antenna possible.
And we definitely want to thank our viewers and supporters for their patience during this, and people have been very supportive, and we're not sleeping much in order while dealing with this. So we're very thankful for the support, and you know, a million apologies for this, but it is something that can happen. It's something that can happen. So
basically, to the viewers of Lakeshore PBS, please bear with us while we get through this this problem, and it will be resolved eventually. And we understand you want your shows back.
We do too.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.